Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy, original founding member of our Brain Trust since January of 98. She's been hanging out with us. We got her right out of high school, folks. And so that's almost 19 years for her this January. We'll celebrate her 19th anniversary with us, and as we're celebrating our 19th anniversary of the show today. She's the president of Joanna Brandy & Company. She's the author of Winning at Customer Attention, 54 Ways to Stay Positive, and on and on, and a new program that she's launching right away, and we're going to tell you about it. Joanna Brandy, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great years.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been so much fun.
We have fun, don't we?
We do.
If you can't have fun, let's just forget about it. That's my attitude.
I will tell you that the days I start off with you just start off better.
Hey, so you got a new program coming out.
I do.
It's positiveenergizer.com.
It's positiveenergizer.com, and it's all about, the course is actually called The Practice of Positive Leadership. Use the Science of Happiness to engage your employees and keep your customers happy.
All right, so tell us what's in the package.
Well, it's kind of like you, Jim. It's like Jim in a box.
Now, that's scary.
No, well, think about it. No, think about it, though. A positive energizer is you know, somebody who, through their presence and their practices, they uplift people, they activate people, they bring out the best in others. In 19 years with you, darling, I have seen that you do that. We've had a lot of offline conversations, and we've talked about employees. We talked about how we treat people. Every one of your books brings this out. I'm just creating a language around it and a step-by-step program to convert your leadership style, so to speak, to a more positive one using the practices from applied positive psychology. Because what we have now, you know, sort of 20 years after positive psychology began, because it began in 1998, mm-hmm. We now have, you mentioned data before, we just do have a lot of data that people that are happy at work are more productive. They perform better.
Right.
They work better in teams. They take better care of their customers. They're more creative. So this is just a way to say to people, you know, we may not have been taught to do this. Remember, you and I were taught, whoever we were taught by, that we had to give constructive criticism.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is a way of looking at it that absolutely does come out of science. It's not that we don't help people correct what's not in alignment. It's not that we don't do that. But what we do is we look for their strengths. We look for what they're doing right. We give them a lot of feedback. We give them feedback about their performance. We give them feedback about their attitude. We give them positive feedback 5 times more than we give them negative feedback.
So talk to us about the practice, the process of this, of your course. Walk us through it a little bit, because folks, you're going to pay for it. But are you gonna give my folks something special? You're gonna love them up a little bit if they.
Well, we do have a special launch this week.
Okay.
Your folks and my folks can take advantage of it. Yeah.
All right.
It's, the course is $479, but we're selling it for $288.
All right.
Which is 40%
just for,
off.
Just for you folks, just because you know me. Go ahead.
Just because you know Jim. Well, actually, just because you know Jim, what we're also doing is you get a gift of my first book, which is Winning at Customer Attention.
It's worth the money.
I know. And a special report on how to make a workplace a happy place, and a half-hour free consult with me to help you set your goals through the course. And the course is self-paced. There's 10 units.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it at your own pace. And it you know what, Jim? It's a deep dive, because the first 5 units are about how you want to show up as a leader.
Is this going to help me see myself a little bit better? Is there some self-analysis in this?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's an assessment that you can take, and that's right on the landing page. It's a free assessment as to where you are on sort of the positive leadership scale. And then inside the course, there's another assessment on emotional intelligence. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and you take the assessment in the beginning of the course, and then you take it again at the end. So you're kind of, you're working towards more emotional intelligence, all throughout the course.
Well, I would think this would be something really important for people to give their employees, to give their folks, so that they can sort of have a benchmark, you know, kind of benchmark. Okay, where are we culturally? Where's our, is, if somebody said, is the ABC supply company, does it have a culture of positive leadership, or where is it on that continuum, so to speak? I would think that'd be a good practice to have. So if somebody wanted to do this, could they use it? If they bought one of these, could they use it over and over with their employees, or do they need to buy one for each employee?
They need to buy one for each employee, but it's only for leaders.
Okay.
Or people that aspire to be leaders.
So they can use these practices to lead and train their people through
absolutely.
What they've learned. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's really what's beautiful about it. It's a gradual moving from learning how to talk to yourself, basically, differently, and then bring it out to your people. You know, I've been a consultant for 26,
yeah.
over 26 years. And as a consultant, then I'm going in and I talk to companies about the customer experience, and especially talking to the people that take care of the customers. There's one phrase I've heard over and over again, and that's this one. How come they never notice when I'm doing something right, but when I do something wrong, they're all
right.
over me?
Right, yeah.
So
catch people
really
doing
it,
catch people doing something right. That's what Kim
catch
Richards says.
Catch people doing something right.
Right.
And then give them useful feedback around that.
If they order your Positive Energizer program today, when will they get it?
Next Tuesday.
But, okay, is the website
Energizer,
ready to go right now?
It's ready to go. PositiveEnergizer.com.
Okay. Check it out. Hey, congratulations, Joanna. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With it, and come back soon.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for 19 great years.
Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.